Wow, I'm actually starting to like feel the emotion. This is stupid. Anyway,
Jeff cries during Fab 40.
I hate you, Nels! Anyway. This is it. Fobbies are Borange. Episode 40.
The end.
Yes.
Last week on Fobbies are Borange, we met Al Gore the Talking Rock and cleared through two more sanctuaries, thus finally completing the Soundstone at long last. Our hero, Ness, unfortunately has passed out. What will happen this week? Who knows? Well, actually, I know because I'm the narrator. In fact, I could very well spoil everything right now for you and make you all cry buckets of brood or tears. However, I will spare all of you. This week, on the exciting conclusion of...
Whoa. I think... Isn't that my house? And... Don't I not live on top of a hill? Or in Pleasantville? Or have a big beard?
Ness. I think Ness is the right name for him. Put that red cap on him.
Equip red hat to target Ness.
Mom? Dad?
Let's celebrate with some cinny minis. This baby will grow up to be a hard worker, just like you.
Ha 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 ha.
That's... me?
That's odd. There don't seem to be any spoons.
Wearing my shirt and or pants and various undergarments. Man, where did my word enabler go?
Your cheeks are as red as my skin, boy. Put some pajamas on. This ain't Japan, you know.
Oh, okay, Mr. Tomato, I'll do that. This is place anyway.
This is magic can. It's a place inside of your mind.
So I guess it explains why my living room is outside. And has a lovely seaside view.
Hello, big brother!
Hey, Tracy. Hey, Mom!
Hello, sweetie. What brings you to your mind?
I know, Big Brother, you never use it, so we are always very lonely here.
I use my brain, Tracy.
Don't lie, Ness. Mama told us not to lie.
I'm not lying, Tracy.
You're lying.
You two cut it out now. Ness, I'm so glad you're here. We've been waiting for a long time.
I'm sort of confused. If I'm in my mind, and you are here, then who are you outside of my mind?
Well, we're us. In here, we're just what you can remember of us.
I guess that explains why Dad isn't here.
You got it.
Big Brother, while you are here, why not leave something with me so you can pick it up at a later time?
I really don't need to, Tracy. Wait, how can I have equipment in my mind? How can I be wandering around my own thoughts?
All will be rebuilt, Big Brother. Just you wait and see, since today is the conclusion of many things in your life.
You know, Tracy, I have a name.
I know this, Big Brother.
Ugh. Anyway, I'm gonna go find out what else is here. Oh my gosh! King! It's really you! Oh wow, you're just like I remembered!
He's an image of the last time you saw him, Ness, and trust me, you haven't seen him lately, but he doesn't look anything like that because he is mangled and also buried in the-
Okay, Tracy, I don't need to know anything else, just let me enjoy my puppy one more time.
Okay, Big Brother, I won't remind you that King is dead.
Thanks, Trixie. Hey! It's a horribly misfigured snowman that I made. What's up, man?
Thank you for being a friend.
You are my best friend! Whoa! A real-life frat boy!
Yo! Popping any collars for the ladies, yo!
Covered with puke and some sort of bluish drank? I can't wait for higher education!
Word, bro! You wanna jam to some Dave Matthews?
I'm going to ignore you and talk to other people inside my brain. Like the shopkeeper.
York, bro.
This shop specializes in puddings and pendants.
That seems like a very narrow market.
It's a pretty promising market if you ask me.
Whoa, what are you?
I'm a strawberry tofu.
Is that a pudding or a pendant?
It's better than a Patrick, that's for sure.
I don't think you qualify to be in this store.
Look, mister, I could sue you for trademark infringement for the Poppies or Borange moniker any day that I wanted, so I think I'll be in here in whatever store I want.
Ah, oh god, please don't do my precious credit rating, ouch.
Whoa!
Wow, how did you of all people appear in my head? I don't even know you.
You're very lucky.
That's a bit creepy, man.
What's wrong? Come a little closer.
No, stop it, man, just stop it.
I said stop it!
Don't worry about him. We'll be in Onnet soon.
Oh god, not this again. I'm leaving.
We'll be in Onnet soon.
Bye!
We'll be in Onnet soon.
Oh hey, Pokey!
Yes, you're very lucky.
That's what some guy I murdered told me.
Ness, William. Let's be friends forever, Ness.
Wow. I always knew you were a good guy down deep all along, Pokey.
Yeah, it's because that you knew I am.
Okay, I'm confused now. Gonna go over here. Bye now. Oh, man! It's my hero!
Why, hello there, little fellow. How are you today?
I am awesome, you are awesome, and I want to do nothing but watch you on the television for hours on end!
Okay there, little whippersnapper-rapper. But first, you gotta go to the center of the Sea of Eden.
Why, Mr. Cosby? What's there?
Well, you see, magic is all in your mind, you see. And the center of the Sea of Eden is just like a delicious Jell-O pudding pop. It contains your true self, which you must confront to find out what it's all about.
Wow, that doesn't make very much sense at all.
All will be revealed to you when you reach there, Ness. Good luck on your journey, and don't forget your friends, okay?
Wow, I'm on a mission from God. Bill Cosby God. Maybe there are some people in this house who can help.
Hello, and welcome to Ren and Courage, Inc. We're the Flying Man, and we'll help you fight to find yourself at the center of the Sea of Eden.
That's great! Do you have any promotional materials?
Yes, we have a jingle.
Someone that you've heard before, someone you've got a friend.
came to us. Cats. We'll help you kick some butts. Cats. We'll have some fun. Cats. Until you kill us.
You know, you remind me of someone.
What are we going to do today, friend?
Well, we gotta get to the center of the Sea of Eden, so I guess we're gonna shack foo our way there.
Hooray!
It's a guy wearing a top hat. Strange, I don't remember gambling much.
Oh dear! It's calling grinning orbs to its aid!
Are those dangerous? Oh, poopy. Run away!
You killed him already? We've only got two left. We downsized last year. And I'm a desk-only worker.
Sorry, I'll be more careful.
You better be careful.
What is that? I don't think, I remembered anything from physics class.
Mr. Molecule, Fence 18, Guts 5, sometimes contains magic tarts.
Like a pinata? Sweet! Aw, no sweet tarts.
Magic tarts.
Oh man, now it's geometry?
That's carefree bomb. It throws bombs.
Whoa, that seems dangerous. Quick, hit your multi-bottle rockets.
My what?
Your multi... Oh wait, you're not... Whoops, guess they were dangerous. Fleeing!
Man, you're really killing us out there. This is your last courage, so be careful.
Yes, sir. I'll try.
Hi, Gaius. Are you ready to go to the Sea of Eden here today?
Yeah, sure. Ah! Eyes!
My goodness! Those eyes sure are electric-y! I'll hit them with a frying pan!
Oh, wait! Hey, wooden baseball bat might be a better idea.
Wow, that was amazing here today! Oh, but look out, Ness! Here comes a giant pair of lips trying to deathly kiss you!
Oui, oui, I will kiss you now, monsieur, je t'aime!
Let's kill that. I guess this is the Sea of Eden.
Oh boy, Ness, I'm so excited to go to the Sea of Eden with you here today!
Wait, I've got a bad feeling about this.
It's the Kraken fishes!
Man, we could barely take on one of these as a team. Now there's three, and it's just the two of us.
Hey, it's our freeze gamma!
And one can use PSI? No time to worry about that! BSI Rock and Gamma!
You did it, Ness! You beat the Kraken fish! I'm so happy for you, even though I am bleeding to death!
Bleeding to death? What?
The Kraken fish got me! But you can do it, Ness! I have faith in you! Go! Confront your true self here today.
Wow. I'm alone now. The Sea of Eden is so cold. There's an island in the middle, and there's... Wait, is that Liar Exaggerate's statue?
I am the evil part of your brain. You can't beat me, because you are the one who forced me into being. This is your nightmare.
My nightmare is a giant, glowy golden statue guy? I mean, you make me think of nightmares, but they're more of the going into holes variety.
No, Ness. Your true nightmare is here in this place. You are experiencing it right now. Your nightmare is being alone.
What you talking about, Statue Man?
The Apple of Enlightenment has foretold that the power of the Chosen One is his friends. But here in the depths of your mind, it is only you and I. Without your companions, you are terrified. You are powerless. PSI Rock and Gamma.
Ah! That's not true at all! They're not even really my friends! I've been alone here in Magic Camp and I've done just fine!
You had the Flying Man here with you in this place. The Flying Men are your companions. And because of you, they all died. All of them. Your companions outside of this place will die as well. And so will you. PSI Shield Beta!
I don't need those so-called friends one bit! I took out Frank Fly and Captain Strong and Al Gore without any help from anyone!
Even then, you were being supported by them. Even though they did not yet know you, you were a friend they had not met. But now that support is gone. You are alone, and you will fail. PSI Flash Omega!
Gah! Look, those people aren't really my friends. They don't even like me. Well, maybe Pooh does.
Yes, quite refreshing to have an honest and misanthropic character on this show. He wears his heart on his sleeve because of the trust he has in you.
Jeff doesn't talk to me ever and just plays with his guns and explosives. I don't even know why he still travels with us.
And yet he travels with you, constantly doing all he can to aid your quest. Does that tell you nothing? PSI Rockin' Birdo.
Well, maybe, but Paula is always bossing me around and calling me retarded and yelling at me endlessly. She doesn't ever leave me alone. She obviously hates me.
Good Lord, kid. Are you really so dense that you don't see it? Even the audience has it figured out by now.
Fine. I admit it. I need my friends. But they aren't here. I'm alone. What can I do?
You will do nothing. You will die. They will die. This show will end tonight. PSI Rockin' O-
No. I won't give up. If Pooh is willing to spend his whole life training for this quest, and Jeff is applying all of his genius, and Paula was even able to give up smoking, then there's no way I can give up.
She hasn't given up smoking at all. And how could she? You look so cool doing it. She smokes like 20 packs of-
I'm going to beat you, and the show will continue. I can feel the support of my friends and our fans. I'm not alone.
Foolish child, don't go to heaven.
PSI Rockin' Omega!
Well, friends, after 40 challenging and heartfelt adventures, Ness has faced down his nightmare and found he is powerless against it. And so he died. Too bad for him, isn't it? Well, what a final episode. A true ending for a true hero. Who can blame him? Ness's nightmare was truly the ultimate evil. And Ness, without his friends, just had no chance in the world. Or even in his mind. Poor boy, getting rockened in the face that intensely. Ness will be remembered for years to come. By his friends, who are going to die. By his family, who are also going to die. And by you, the listeners, who might die eventually, Oh, Ness, your story will live on in our hearts forever. Don't bother joining us next week, because it's time we part our ways, friends. I will certainly miss overlooking the Chosen Four's quest as I have been, and being here with you all. It will be okay. I swear I'll email you and draw on your Facebook graffiti wall every once in a while. But friends, this is the end. The teary end. Radio PSI, farewell. And remember, Fabies are boring.
I'm not dead. And I'm not gonna give up!